You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothe yourself in flame, humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful, Lord, to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you. Did not have to die on Calvary, but you did it just to prove your love to me. You did not have to take those stripes on your back, but you promised by your stripes we are healed, and I'm forever grateful, Lord, to you. And I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful, Lord, to you. Did not have to take us out from that miry clay, but you set it course to prove your amazing grace. Lord, that's why we stand today with songs of praise, singing, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And we're forever grateful, Lord, to you. We're forever grateful for the rugged cross. We're forever grateful, Lord, to you, that you came and save the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You make all things new. Hallelujah. Now for
Hallelujah. We have Sister Nachiza. She has a short testimony and a song to sing for us. Amen. Amen. Let's be quick. Who's coming next? Sister Nachiza. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll sing a song if you don't want to come. There's many, always I want to sing, but it's the sisters who are singing with her. Can they come? Amen. Amen. Take the other mic, sister, as well. We'll take those two.
God bless you, saints. I just wanted to thank the Lord for what he did for me. 3 weeks ago, I went to St. James Hospital. Well, I'll be working as a nurse in the years to come, God willing. And we tried on uniforms, and nobody in the hospital wears skirts, just trousers. I told them I couldn't because I was a Christian. They told me that in 10 years, nobody wore a skirt in that hospital, and they're not sure they can make it for me. But last week, on Thursday, I went there and I was really convinced I will make my stand clear. And they told me, the tutors, they told me, no, it's impossible because you see there are many issues about hygiene and safety and all that. And I went there to the big administrator of the hospital of the uniform thing, and they said, oh, I spoke to the managers and, you know, we're going to make it for you. You're going to be
Amen.
You're going to be wearing a skirt. Thank God for that.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful song. Amen. Even new faces singing, it's a good thing. There's some faces, I'm looking at their voices out there, but hey, maybe the Lord will come and say, Sister, I won't say the names, you need to sing tomorrow. Hallelujah. Sister Patience.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for that. He came to me. That's the title. The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord. It was so vast, a crossing I could never ford. From where I was to His domain, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where You are. He came to me. He came to me when I couldn't come to where He was. He came to me. That's why He died on Calvary, when I could come. He came to me. He came to me when I was bound in chains of my sin. He came to me when I could find no hope within. Then He reached down and drew me gently to His side. And today in His sweet love I now abide. He came to me.
He came to me.
He came to me.
He came to me.
When I couldn't come to where He was, He came to me. That's why He died.
That's why He died
on Calvary. When I couldn't come to where He was, He came to me. He came to me. He came to me. When I couldn't come to where He was, He came to me. That's why He died.
That's why.
On Calvary, when I couldn't come to where He was, He came to me. When I couldn't come to where He was, He came to me. God bless you. He will come to us all today. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless
you. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian. If the saints don't mind, I would like to sing one song. Amen. I always give the others a chance, but today, just today only. It's a very good song. It's called Spiritual Astronauts. Why I want to sing it is because of what Sister Nachiza said. Sometimes you see people and you desire that for other people, you know. You say, if this one could be like that one, if that one could be like that one, if that one could be like that one, then you see other brothers will be sitting, they'll be upset. Why am I in church? You know, but God brought you there, you know. Amen. Then after church, you sit with them and you say, brother, do you know God can give you what you want? How is it true? And you start testifying to them, talking to them, talking to them. Then the minute you leave them, they just start going down, down, down again. But when you see Sister Nachiza talking the way she talks, not lifting her up, no, but you see, what I see in Sister Nachiza is how I came. Amen. When I came, I had my earrings, my hair. I used to take 40 minutes to fix my hair. I'll be checking behind, fixing myself. And one day the Lord spoke to me. He says, you could have read 2 chapters in the Bible. And I went to town and I said, cut it like I'm going to jail. And I said, you can't do that. You have the best hairstyle in town. It's because of your hairstyle people come to me. I said, no. Now I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Cut my hair off. So when I see the sister, I see exactly how I came. So I just wanted to sing that song. It's called Spiritual Astronauts. You have the power. Brother Branham preached that in one of the messages. I won't get in. I'm not a preacher. So I just take the messages and I just put them together and try and make words out of it. Spiritual astronauts, you have the power. Dynamics now abide in the control tower. God's church in position, she's ready for orders. The Holy Ghost bids us, we at the end. People lost in sin and shame, all dying. Once more he cries, who will I send? Oh, it's the countdown. It's the countdown. Thus said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for a sudden departure of the bride? Whoa. 1 through 7, keep pressing on. A channel where demon powers are screaming. They're pressing in the hearts of man and self-will. We who have the blood applied are resisting. This battle at a higher level continues still. Are we spiritual astronauts seeing afar? Searching for the lost, you shining stars. Oh, it's the countdown, it's the countdown. Thus said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for a sudden departure of the bride? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Science looks back for its achievements to see what God has done in his creation, perverting it from its original estate. The natural man, how he's on shaky ground. The spiritual man always looks forward, onward gazing into God's word. Oh, it's the countdown, it's the countdown. I said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for a sudden departure of the bride? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Wesley, one of God's great scientists, Luther strove, casting away blindness. Against the church they were faithful servants. Luther cried, the just shall live by faith. Chemically putting the word of God in its place. Wesley proved by blood we sanctified. Oh, it's the countdown, it's the countdown. I said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for a sudden departure of the bride? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Now the Wright brothers put man to the air. Pentecost went higher beyond earthly sphere. Now the church can climb higher than ever, beyond doubts, creeds, and all our fears. The deep in man, how it just propels out. All things are possible, you just believe. Oh, it's the countdown, it's the countdown. I said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for a sudden departure of the bride? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Amen. Let's stand and conclude as we sing Ruth Deciding. Hallelujah. Amen. Shanaz always says, can we sing that song? We want to see you singing today. Entreat me not to leave thee, to return from following thee. For where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die. There will I be buried. Lord, do so to me more also. Devoted part thee and me. Oh, depart thee and me. Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. My Kingsburn Redeemer, He's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you found grace. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest. He told His reapers, she's gleaning for life. Drop handfuls once in a while. Don't let her tire, tell her the message. Holy Spirit, cover and encourage. Do some kind of healing among her. Tell her Jesus Christ is Lord. If you can find grace, you found grace. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest. Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. My Kingsman Redeemer, He's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest. Shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with me? Oh, as I kindred, He winnoweth barley on the threshing floor. Wash thyself and anoint thee. Put on thy raiment. Mark the place where He lies. Uncover His feet, lay thee down. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest. Root deciding, root serving.
For a while. There is a Thanksgiving note here. Sister Rudo would like to thank the Lord for healing the girl we were praying for last week that was troubled by evil spirits. She's well now and writing her exams. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. Our God answers prayer.
Amen.
Once again, I would like to appreciate all of you for the wonderful time we had whilst we were here in Ireland. Because God willing, this Wednesday, we'll be leaving for Malawi. It's much warmer there than it is here. We're looking forward to that. But I can tell you one thing. God has really blessed us during our stay here to be among brothers and sisters with warm hearts. Wonderful love,
Amen.
Wonderful fellowship.
Amen.
I want to appreciate the pastor and the elders of the church for their wonderful reception they accorded us. Words fail me, but let me say what the prophet taught us, that when you don't have any words of how you can express yourself, just say, God bless you. In a special way, I want to appreciate Brother and Sister Kadango for hosting us. They've been very wonderful. We've had a wonderful time with them. I want also to appreciate our boys, Lamek Benaya, for looking after us, Rex, all of them. God bless them richly. We feel honored and we feel humbled. And also want to appreciate Saninje. She was all over there. And God bless her. We were going back to Malawi with very fond memories of the believers here in Ireland. It has been our first time to be here. But by God's grace, I believe it won't be our last time. I was talking to the pastor. I was saying, we'll have to come up with a Jewish agreement. And that is eye for an eye.
Amen.
I've come, he has to come.
Amen.
And then I'll come, and then he'll come. But I want to say to all of you, you are more than welcome to come to Malawi.
Amen.
We would love to have you come.
Amen.
Just know that our doors are open. And I believe God has united us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And today we are only seeing the manifestation of that.
Amen.
But in God's plan, He knew us before we knew ourselves.
Amen.
God bless you richly. I'll go back with my wife to Malawi because I was talking to the church. And I was telling them, look, we are having a wonderful time here.
Amen.
You've had to adjust your programs to accommodate us. Yesterday, we had a wonderful time of fellowship. And even last week, and here we are. People have been calling just to ask how we were. Others have opened their homes for us to come and just fellowship and eat the wonderful food. We say, God bless you.
Amen.
One thing that I've realized, which we've come to appreciate, there is so much food around here. And I was saying to my wife, if we're not careful, our weight will be more than we had when we came here. But we've been blessed with the wonderful food and wonderful fellowship. God bless you richly.
Amen.
And I hear the pastor had a breakdown, but the Lord will undertake for that.
Amen.
I know he's on his way.
Amen.
God bless you. May we stand for the reading of the word. We are going to read from John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 14. John chapter 6, verse 1 up to verse 14. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And we continue. Okay. Philip answered him, 200 penworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would.
Amen.
When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I want just to encourage ourselves to believe, to keep on believing, even when it's not making any sense.
Amen.
Just believe.
Amen.
Even when you don't even understand what is going on.
Amen.
God does not expect of us to understand.
Amen.
But to believe.
Amen.
We'll leave the other part to him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning. We are thankful that you have accorded us another opportunity where we could come and fellowship around thine word. We pray, Father, that this morning you speak to us. Lord, how grateful I am for this wonderful church, its pastor, its deacons, its trustees, its members, for the way they have received us with love and kindness. Lord, I pray that you will bless each one of them. Now that, Father, we have read from thy word, anyone of us could stand up and read, because somehow we were taught how to read. But, Lord, none of us will be able to explain that which we've read.
Amen.
Unless the Holy Spirit comes.
Amen.
We pray that the Holy Spirit will come and speak to us.
Amen.
Once again, Father, allow me to be your vessel.
Amen.
And you be the speaker to your own children.
Amen.
Bless us, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We may be seated. How many are here?
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Turn around to your brother and sister. Say, "God bless you." Just bless somebody. Just, "God bless you." Amen. You could also look at this text as being a paradox.
Amen.
When you talk of a paradox, the Webster Dictionary says, a paradox is something that's incredible but is true. Amen. That's something that no one can explain. Amen. It's out of the realms of the knowledge of mankind. Amen. But yet is true.
Amen.
That is a paradox. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ tells his disciples to make over 5,000 people, you are only counting the men, 5,000 of them. What about the women and the children? Roughly, we are looking at over 25,000 people.
Amen.
He says to his disciples, let them sit down so that we can give them food to eat.
Amen.
Now, to any sensible person, you cannot say and do that. Because, one, they were in a desert where there were no shops, no markets to buy any food from. Two, even if they had the money to buy the food, they would not have enough money to buy for everybody. Three, the disciple says, there is a lad here, there is a small boy with two fishes and five loaves of barley. And you put that together, it would not be enough to feed 25,000 people, let alone 5 people. And yet the Lord says, let the people sit down.
Amen.
It's something that you cannot comprehend. You cannot understand. It does not make any sense to any logical person to take two fishes and 5 loaves to feed 25,000 people. It does not make any sense.
Amen.
It's not. You don't have to go to school to understand that it's not making any sense.
Amen.
You don't have to be a genius to understand that it does not make any sense. But
hallelujah,
what people seem to say it's not making any sense, with God, it's making sense.
Amen.
Because our limits are not His limits.
Amen.
What is impossible with us is possible with Him.
Amen.
Christianity is not about limits. Christianity is about experience.
Amen.
With unseen world. With unseen God.
Amen.
So they sit down. And he says, bring the 2 fishes. And bring the 5 loaves of bread. And when you talk 5 loaves, they were actually small portions of bread. I can visualize the disciples saying, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. But these are 2 fishes. At school we were taught that this is 2. These are 5 loaves. And yet when they brought them to the Lord,
amen,
I want to thank God for that young boy.
Amen.
For releasing his little,
yes, sir,
to put his little in the hands of God.
Amen.
Release what you consider little.
Hallelujah.
Inadequate. Insufficient. Release it in the hands of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't hold on to your little. It will remain little.
Amen.
But if you take your little and put it in the hands of Him,
amen,
the Creator,
amen,
the one who created the heavens and the earth,
amen,
He will make your little become insufficient.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Just believe. Even when it's not making any sense, hold on. Say, Lord, it might not make sense to me, but I'm believing. Because even the world itself does not make any sense. It's in orbit. No foundation here. Yet here we are. The one who put the planet in orbit can do anything. The one who put those stars there,
amen,
that we can hardly count,
amen,
One galaxy after another. That same creator is here. Even when people say they don't believe in a God who created, some people tell us that the world started with a big bang. I want to go along with them and say, yes, it started with a big bang. Who started that big bang? If we were to take that path of thinking, who started that big bang? Because nothing can start on its own. Amen. There has to be something to trigger something. Amen. To bring something to something. Amen. May God help us. 25,000 people were fed. And another amazing thing, after everybody had eaten and filled, just excuse me, this technology, God bless you. After everybody had eaten, there was about 12 baskets full of fragments left over. Who can do that but God? Amen. It only can take God for that to happen. All you need to do, brother and sister, don't worry about what is happening to you. Amen. Just believe. Amen. Even when you don't understand what is going on. When God wanted to deliver Israel from Egypt, Egypt then was a superpower with Pharaoh and his armies. What does God do? He sends an old man, 80 years old, not with a machine gun, but with a rod. Amen. To go and deliver 2 million people. Amen. It doesn't make any sense. Amen. It's not coming together. And yet God sent Moses. Amen. And when Moses arrived, says, God says, let my people go. Amen. Pharaoh laughed. Because to him, he is an old man who is out of his mind. But Moses was not out of his mind. He was in the will of God. Yet to Pharaoh, it was not making any sense. Neither to Moses himself, it didn't make any sense. Because Moses said, Lord, you can't send me. I can't even talk. I stammer. I'm not equipped. I'm not the right one. Why don't you send somebody else? God said, I'll send you. Hallelujah. When God calls you, he has called you. Amen. And Moses went. With what? With a stick. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. All you need, brother, is not money. Amen. What you need is God himself. Amen. When you have him, everything falls in place. Even when it's not making any sense. Amen. So Pharaoh refused. Because he couldn't make things. He couldn't make anything out of this mission of Moses. But you and me, we know. At the end of the day, God delivered his children. Amen. Out of Egypt. Amen. Through Moses. Amen. With a rod. To a natural mind, it's not making any sense. You don't have to wait until it's making sense for you to say, oh, I think it's going to work. No, even when you are not understanding anything, just say, Lord, you are God. I'll take you at your word. Oh, hallelujah. Our senses sometimes are our enemies. We are controlled, we are told, by 5 senses. Sense of seeing, sense of tasting, sense of hearing, sense of feeling. And all those, 5 of them. But these senses are only limited to the natural. You can't test God. You can see him in the natural. You need to go beyond the five senses. You need to go into another realm where now the sixth sense takes over, which is faith. What you need, brother and sister, is to go into that other sense where things begin to make sense. But within the realm of the five senses, nothing makes any sense. Oh Lord, help us. Believe even when it's not making any sense. When you go beyond that, you begin to see that God is real. Let me tell you the story of Elisha, with his boy, young man, Gehazi. The Syrians came and surrounded them because they found out that whatever the king of Syria was planning, God would reveal it through the prophet in Israel. And the king said, I'm surprised, who among us is making against us? Because every plan that we are planning, it seems the king of Israel is already aware of it. Whatever the devil will plan against you, God will make you know about it. Oh, praise God. And then they said, no, there is a prophet among them by the name of Elisha. Go and get him. Go and get him. Arrest him. So they sent this army, surrounded the mountain where Elisha was with Gehazi. And when Gehazi saw the army, he began to tremble, saying, my master, we are gone, we are done. We are going to die. Elisha was not moved. You know, you're never moved. He said, don't worry. There are more with us than the ones you're seeing. Because the young man was using the sense of seeing. And he could count those who had surrounded them. Maybe there were 1,000 soldiers surrounding them. And then yet Elijah said, don't worry. Amen. We are more than them. Amen. So this young man starts counting the army. 1,000. And then he comes to himself and Elijah. Elisha, 1, 2. It's not making any sense. Amen. We are 2 and they are 1,000. How can we fight against them? And Elisha saw the problem that the boy had. He was still in the realm of the natural. He was still in the realm of the sense of the natural. He said, Lord, open his eyes. You might be seeing, but you're not seeing. Because you're using these eyes. And when God opened the eyes of the young man, he saw that there were angels around. Let me tell you, there are angels all over. Oh, hallelujah! Greater is he that is in us than the one who is in the world. Don't be confused. Don't become disoriented by circumstances that seem not to make sense to you. Believe him and say, Lord, you are God, even in my situation. Praise God. Yeah. Our head deacon, Brother George Maganga, received a letter. That was the time when he is now retired. He received a letter from the company he was working with, which was called Admac. The letter said, we are terminating your services. We don't need your services anymore. And then Brother Maganga came, said, Pastor, I could see he was completely dejected. I said, what is the problem, brother? He said, I've received this letter, can you read it? I went through it. Yes, all right, it's saying they don't want you there. Then I said, what do you want? He said, I wish I wish I could have continued there.
Amen.
I said, do you want to continue? Yes.
Amen.
Do you want to continue? He said, yes. So let's take the letter to the Lord.
Amen.
It is not making any sense because the brother has just been fired. And you don't refire somebody from somewhere else. Reinstate somebody from somewhere else. So we took the letter. I said, Lord, my brother needs to go back to this job. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said, brother, is it done? His wife could not make any sense out of it. You told the pastor and he says you're going back. No. Can you read the letter?
Amen.
It's in English. And it's written by people who have gone to school. Proper grammar. You are no longer wanted. Hey.
Amen.
Mm. When it comes to that, who do you believe?
Amen.
When it's not making any sense,
amen,
believe him.
Amen.
A week later, Brother Maganga receives another letter.
Amen.
I'll give you his number. You can call Brother George. In Zimbabwe, in Malawi. He receives another letter. George Maganga, we have decided,
amen,
not to fire you,
amen,
but to reinstate you.
Amen.
But this time around, we are going to send you to Mzuzu,
amen,
which is 700 kilometers away.
Amen.
He comes faster. Whew, praise God. They've reinstated me. But now, I have to move from Blantyre to Mzuzu, which is 700 kilometers away. I said, where do you want to be? He said, I wish I would be still remaining Blantyre.
Amen.
I said, let's pray for that.
Amen.
Said, Lord, my brother wants to be in Blantyre.
Amen.
We left it there. And the company, we're going to swap Brother George with another one who wanted to come to Blantyre. Things changed. That one said, no, I don't want to go to Blantyre. I'll remain here.
Amen.
So the brother,
amen,
received another letter.
Amen.
To say you remain in Blantyre.
Amen.
You know, he remained in his job until he retired.
Amen.
Even when it's not making any sense.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I believe.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
God cannot be confined by circumstances that confine us.
Amen.
Even when it's not making any sense, just say, Lord, I believe.
Amen.
Even when I don't understand it.
Amen.
Even when I can't comprehend it.
Amen.
You just say, Lord, it's you.
Amen.
I'll take you at your word.
Amen.
Because to begin with, I can't even understand two fishes feeding so many people. Even the number that is here. With two fishes, no matter how much prudent you are in cutting the fishes. Brother, do you think we all eat from two fishes here? But they ate 25,000 people.
Amen.
Our God is amazing.
Amen.
Our God is amazing.
Amen.
Ooh. Don't allow your senses to stop you from what God has for you.
Amen.
Sometimes things don't seem to make sense in our lives. Don't worry, God is working out something.
Amen.
Even those things that are against you, hold on and say, Lord, what are you doing?
Amen.
I'm not understanding this. I don't know why this is happening.
Amen.
But Lord, I want to say, I believe you.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
It doesn't make any sense. When you go to, I told the story of Naaman yesterday. Let me repeat it. You know, General Naaman, he was a soldier and he had a very high rank. He was sick. He had leprosy. The little girl testified to the wife of Naaman. People have stopped testifying today. People are shy. People are quiet. But yet the world is busy testifying about football and everything else. Yet the Christians are quiet. This little girl was not ashamed of the gospel. If it was where I'm coming from, my master would be healed. The leprosy would go. Because where I'm coming from, the God of heaven is still God. The wife tells Naaman. Naaman goes to Israel. He reaches the home. First of all, he went to the king, and the king rent his clothes. Oh, how can he do this? And then the people said, no. Go to Elisha. And when he comes, Elisha said, tell him, tell Naaman to go to Jordan, dip himself 7 times. Hallelujah. And Elisha didn't follow the right protocol. He didn't come out to see this soldier. He just told the guy from his house. Amen. If it was today, he would have just sent him a message. And then Naaman receives, he says, oh, I can't understand this. Have you told him who I am? Just go and tell him about the chariots that I've brought. I'm not just an ordinary person. I'm Naaman, the soldier. General. Go and tell him, General Naaman is out there. What Elisha is saying to me doesn't make any sense. Because if you talk rivers, I've put better rivers where I'm coming from. And then he names those rivers. And you're saying for me to go in this dirty water, the river called Jordan. No ways. I can't do that. To him, it didn't make any sense. Sometimes you're told to do things that don't seem to make any sense to you. But if you're a believer, say, Lord, I know you know what you're doing. God knows better than you know. His answer is the best for you. Even when he says no, to you it's good. So Naaman decided to go back. And then the soldiers who came with him said, well, Master, please, you are the one who is sick. You are the one who is in problems. You go. Finally, reluctantly, he goes. It didn't make any sense. But after he yielded himself, Amen. You know, he got his healing. Amen. When it's not making any sense, you just say, God, you know what you are doing. Amen. Even when I lose my job, in that, God, you know what you're doing. Amen. Even when I'm sick, you know what you're doing. Amen. Praise God. Our natural senses will make us doubt God's word. Amen. This is what science is all about. They say we need to prove everything by science. Amen. And no wonder the world is in a problem. Because even the scientists are so puzzled by whatever is happening around. They don't have the answers. They don't have the right answers. And sometimes even the wrong answers they don't have. Praise God. Amen. Faith. Faith. Let me talk about faith. Amen. The Lord tells Abraham and his wife, we had gone beyond the age of having children. And the Lord says, you are going to have a son. No wonder Sarah laughed. No wonder she laughed. Because it didn't make any sense. Because to her, she looked at herself. She was old, dry, and all that. And yet God saying, you're going to have a son. Doesn't make any sense. And you know what Abraham did? A couple of days later, Abraham goes in a baby boutique. to shop. And the salespeople said, "We are shopping for your grandson." Says, "No." And they went in there with Sarah. They were all on sticks walking in the shop. "For you, yeah, and your wife, eh?" Well, let's call CNN. CNN has to come. There is a story here for BBC. It didn't make any sense. Because the doctors had long told them, according to our observations, medical terms, big medical jargons, there is no way you are going to have a child. No. But Abraham said, even when it's not making any sense, amen. Hallelujah! Amen. God did it with Abraham. Back home, in a place where we have a church called Ngabu, with a pastor, we have a pastor there, Pastor Morishu Makala, has been with his wife, they're old, maybe 75. And one day he comes and says, "Pastor, I want a child." Looked at him. You know, sometimes it's even testing you. The one who is going to pray, you have to be tested as well. I said, "Well, if at least if they were young, I could have an excuse, but they are too old." I prayed for them. Amen. A couple of months later, the wife conceived. Amen. And when the time comes for the wife to deliver a child, my wife is here because she's a witness to all these things that I'm saying here. Amen. And God is here. They went, they took her to hospital, but this time to a bigger hospital, because the doctors were saying, "Look, her body is so dried up that it will be impossible for her to deliver this child." The nurses and the doctors were all running around, "Come and see an old lady, over 65 years, she's going to have a child." Praise God. It was the story going around in the area. Some papers pick this story. And by God's grace, she delivered the child without Caesar. Amen. And God gave them another one. Amen. When you come to Malawi, ask me about this story. I'll call Pastor Makala. He's old now. He's quite elderly now. But the desires of his heart, God gave him. Even when it was not making any sense. A paradox! A paradox! Is he still God? Is he still God? Does he still answer prayer? Our God, all you need is to rise above seeing, testing, smelling, hearing, and all that. Go beyond that. Go beyond the other senses, imagination, conscience, memory, reasoning, affections. Go beyond that as well. Come to another sense, that is faith. Faith will say, "It is possible." Brother Branham announced to the church, "The Lord has told me that I'm going to have a son, and I'll call him Joseph." You know the story. Amen. Because by that time, Sister Meda could not have another child because she had been going through cesarean. And then he announced to the church, "I'm going to have a son." And then Sarah was born. And others laughed at him. "You meant Josephine." And those people, God killed them. It didn't make any sense. Because they were saying Joseph, and here comes Sarah. Brother, sister, even when you don't know what's happening, hold on to God. Let people laugh.
Amen.
Let people say whatever they say.
Amen.
Let people disregard you.
Amen.
But you hold on.
Amen.
And say, Lord, you said it and I'm holding on to it.
Amen.
And then doctor said, we need to tie up the tubes. Because another child will kill her. Says, I know that doctor, but just hang on.
Amen.
Because Joseph is coming.
Amen.
It didn't make any sense.
Oh,
when you tell people, they look at you as if you're a zombie. Because they don't understand you.
Amen.
You tell them God is at work, they look at you, you really sure? Do you mean it? Yes, I mean it.
Amen.
And then, Sister Meda conceived again. And Joseph was born.
Amen.
Beyond all comprehension.
Hallelujah.
Even when it's not making any sense.
Amen.
Let there be paradox.
Amen.
Let God be God. You know, our human nature. We've gone to school. We've done things in the lab. We've been taught to work out things. For you to come up with a formula, you need to work out and all that stuff. You know, that's what we've been taught. But now when we go in the realms of heaven, we've been taught just to believe.
Amen.
Just to believe. I don't know how, but I'm going to believe.
Amen.
Hmm. Praise his name. It's beyond comprehension. Even when I don't understand it. David comes. Because there was this giant Goliath. Of all the people, David says, I'm going to fight him. Oh no. Saul said, when Saul heard this, call the young man. Let's just give him a little bit of a lecture. David, look at him. He has been a soldier since his youth. And not only that, just look at his physique.
Hallelujah.
The devil will show you how big your problem is. So that you concentrate on your problem. He begins to tell you, look at that problem. It has been there. It has killed somebody. Somebody is suffering because of that same problem. You, oh, no, no, no. Just wait, hang on. The sense of seeing will enlarge your problem.
Amen.
People are using magnifying glasses. A small ant will become a giant. It depends on what sense you are using.
Yes.
David says, that I know. That is big, I know. That has been a soldier all along, I know. But I know something else. I know of a God.
Amen.
Who has helped me not only once but twice.
Amen.
A lion came, I killed it.
Amen.
A bear came,
Amen.
I killed it.
Amen.
If God could help me with the lion and the bear, what about that uncircumcised Philistine? I want you to go back to your previous testimony. That will encourage you.
Amen.
When you are faced with this.
Amen.
What God has done for you already.
Amen.
Is saying, I can do are you for you again.
Amen.
He will do it again.
Amen.
David says, if God helped me then, I can't see how he cannot help me now.
Amen.
It didn't make any sense to Saul and everybody until they said, well, at least you need a uniform. Let's put this arm on you. They put all this, whatever uniform was there. And David tried. He said, no, 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 I'm not used to this. I'm not used to man-made kind of theology.
Amen.
I'm not used to something that is against the scripture.
Amen.
The Take it off.
Amen.
Don't lean on your own understanding.
Amen.
Take it off.
Amen.
Your fear, take it off.
Amen.
Oh, I can't do this. Take it off.
Amen.
It's bigger than me. Take it off.
Amen.
I don't have the resources. Take it off.
Amen.
You don't need resources. You need God.
Amen.
You don't need money. You need God. You don't need people, you need God.
Amen.
And God will use people
Amen.
For you.
Hallelujah.
God will bring resources
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
God will bring money for you.
Amen.
But what you need most is God.
Amen.
You see people sitting on the sofa and saying, oh, only if I had money. No, only if you had God.
Amen.
When we started building, you know the story of David, how he killed Goliath. You know, when it's not making any sense, God comes in.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We built a tabernacle in Blantyre, because before that we were just like what you're doing here. I know we were renting. But there came a time, I was hearing last week, the owners of the building that we were renting from just gave us a letter on a Sunday to say, this is your last Sunday. And the trustees brought the letter. Pastor, can you read this? I read it. Oh, all that, you know. But this is your last Sunday. No more. We're selling this building to a supermarket chain. I looked at the letter. I said, what is God saying? Don't panic.
Amen.
Just say, what is God saying?
Amen.
In this situation, what is He saying?
Amen.
Because he loves me so much
Amen.
To leave me in the air.
Amen.
Then I announced to the church, next Sunday we won't be here.
Amen.
We will be at a certain brother's place. Outside. Oh. The following Sunday we were sitting on rocks and everything, and even the song leader couldn't lead properly because he was in a certain position where he can't lead. Hallelujah!
Amen.
I love the Lord.
Amen.
When you see so much of God, you become so humble.
Amen.
And then we said it's time for desperation.
Amen.
We went into the mountains. We prayed, Lord, we need a place of our own.
Amen.
A place of our own.
Amen.
A place of our own.
Amen.
How? We don't know. Where? We don't know.
Amen.
We leave the how and the where to you, God.
Amen.
You don't have to wait until everything is positioned as, oh, Lord, I believe. No, no, no. You're not believing, you're seeing it.
Amen.
And then the other week, brother comes and says, well, there seemed to be a place at Manasseh belonging to Lonro. They had a big place. So we went to the offices of the Lonro company. We said, we see you have got this portion, there are trees and all that. Do you mind selling us a plot, maybe a portion of that? And the gentleman, the estate manager, looked at us and says, no way! We have got bigger plans for that plot, for that place.
Yes.
But I said, God has got bigger plans too
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
We left his office. I said, did I hear right? And then when I went, the Lord said, go back again.
Amen.
3 days later, I was in his office knocking. The secretary says, can I help you? Yes. I want to see the manager. The manager. On what issue? The same issue we came for last time. She looked at us kind of strangely. You know, when you walk in the path of faith, people look at you strangely.
Amen.
You are misunderstood.
Amen.
So we went to the boss and we say, here we are. Can I help you, Pastor? I said, yes, the same issue. I said, but I told you. I made it very clear. crystal clear. Said, yes, I know. We don't, no, we don't. And then he pondered, he says, well, how much money do you have in the bank if we were to say we'll give you the place? No, I said, yes, that's a good question. How much money do we have? According to euros, then, we had about 5 euro in our account, and serious. We were just a small church then. Most of our people were just weak. You know, they didn't have jobs. With that, I said, we have 5 euros. He laughed. He said, no, seriously, Pastor. Please understand me. You know, we've got company laws. He began to tell me about the laws of the company and all the plans. But as I was going out, he said, Pastor, maybe put it in writing for future. I turned around. He said, are you saying we need to put it in writing? And the trustee was there. I said, are you hearing what I'm hearing? He says, we must put it in writing. We said, thank you, sir. We went out. And that same day, we put it in writing.
Amen.
You don't wait.
Amen.
2 days later, we came again. This time around, the manager had gone to South Africa. So we were told to see his deputy. We went into the deputy's office. He read the letter, said, wait for me outside. I thought, now he's calling the police because we're troubling him. When he came out, he says, let's go. I said, where? I thought you said you wanted a place. Said, yes. Let's go. Now, this time around, we were the ones who were being surprised. So we drove together to that place. He says, how much land do you need?
Amen.
I said, am I hearing?
Amen.
Am I hearing?
Amen.
I said, as much as we can build a church and a parking lot and all that stuff. So we started walking around. Just like Joshua,
amen.
We walked around. And he said, we can give you this from here to there. Then I said, how much will this be? He said, well, if you put up a structure, we will know that you are serious. Then we can talk about money later. We started building, putting those molding bricks. We molded bricks, and at the same time, we're congregating there. Open place, on Sunday, umbrellas up. I think Lamek and others are here. They know the story. And then we built this small structure. The manager comes and says, you don't owe us anything. You owe us your prayers. Yes, that was around 1990-92. Years later, we built a bigger church, which by God's grace, we're going to dedicate this coming year. When it's not making any sense with you, it's making sense with God. You don't wait until everything is in place for you to say, now I believe. Believe when everything is in disarray. When everything is contrary to what is around you, you see, keep on saying, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Brother Branham prayed for a young man, certain brother who was blind. Brother Branham told his brother, you will see. But from this moment, keep on praising God. Just keep on praising God. Let me read this quotation to you. I perceive that thou art a prophet. That's the message. And then he says, this blind man Brother Branham told him, please, you continue praising him. And then the next night I was holding a service. He was sitting way up in the balcony. He'd holler, everybody keep still. He'd raise up and holler, praise the Lord for hearing me.
Amen.
He would sit back down. I'd preach a little bit. He'd say, now everybody keep still. He'd raise up, praise the Lord for hearing me.
Amen.
He just kept on. He was doing just what he was told to do.
Amen.
He was still blind, but he was told, just keep on praising God.
Amen.
Keep on praising God for what you don't have now.
Amen.
For what you desire,
Amen,
praise God for it.
Amen.
Say, Lord, thank you,
Amen,
that you give this to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll do it for you.
Amen.
He'll do it for you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I know the brother who bought 10 bricks, brought them in his house, in a rented house. And the wife says, what are the bricks for? He says, this is for our new house.
Amen.
I've started with 10 bricks.
Amen.
The wife looks at her boss and says, well, maybe today he didn't have a good day at work. Faith disregards everything else.
Amen.
Faith says it's done. Praise God.
Amen.
So he would holler. He was only doing what he was told to do. And listen, if you Protestants would obey the scriptures and things as well as a Catholic obeys his commands, we'd have a different church. That's what he's saying here. If this boy who was a Catholic was obeying what he was told to do, what about Protestants? What about believers? I said, just keep on saying, thank you, God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, two or three nights later, he was still doing the same thing. He'd do it every night. He'd disturb the meeting even. When I'd be having a prayer line, he'd stand up and holler, praise the Lord for hearing me. And everybody turn around and look. He'd go on. He didn't care who was around.
Amen.
He was only doing what his faith was saying.
Amen.
And then one day he went. He asked another little newsboy, he was selling newspaper. He'd lead him across to a barber shop where some smart aleck was going to shave him. And so he got one side of his face lathered. He said, say, Dad, I heard when this fellow Branham, that divine healer, was down there, he was up to the meeting. He said, yep, I was up there. He was shaving him along, you know, getting his beard down. He said, I heard you went over to the meeting. He said, yep, I went over. Said, I heard the Lord healed you. He said, yep, praise the Lord, he healed me. You are still blind.
Hallelujah.
And when he said that, his eyes come open.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not worried by circumstances. I don't care what is around me. I don't care what is working and what is not working.
Amen.
That's not my job.
Amen.
I'm only caring what the word says.
Amen.
We are living in a scientific age where everything is tested through science and all that stuff. Go beyond that. Go in another age, the age of faith.
Amen.
Where all things are possible.
Amen.
Even when you don't understand it, be like this barber and like this blind brother who was healed in a barber shop.
Amen.
When somebody was criticizing him, was shaving his head, and he said, yes, I believe every bit of what I was told. And right there, his eyes were open. Even when people are saying, you are not going to have what you want, tell them, I'm going to have it.
Amen.
Even when it's not making any sense. Oh, Lord, help us. Even when it's not making any sense. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
Don't worry about next year.
Amen.
Leave it in the hands of the one who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
And next year. We worry too much.
Amen.
Until we are a generation of people with blood pressure, with hypertension and all that stuff, it's a worrying generation.
Amen.
People are worrying before they go to bed.
Amen.
They are worrying in their dreams. They worry in the morning. They worry with plenty of food in front of them, which food to take. Should I start with the apple? Should I start with the pie? Should I start? You are worrying with in so much food when somebody is worrying with hunger there.
Amen.
Stop worrying.
Amen.
And begin praising.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I want to thank you.
Amen.
Because you mean everything to me.
Amen.
Even when I don't understand what's going on. Just say, Lord, you know.
Amen.
You have been here before than me.
Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
He has been here before. He knows better. Brother Branham, as he was flying one day, they came to a place called Memphis.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And his plane was grounded.
Amen.
He didn't understand why. So as they said, well, we'll wait for a while. For the plane to be, for the weather, whatever. But in the meantime, you can do what you want to do until the plane, the problem has been rectified. So Brother Abraham said, well, it's enough time for me to post my letters. In a strange place, he has never been there before. So he took his letters to the post office and he posted them. And as he was coming, singing a little bit, he was going back to the airport. And then he hears the word says, don't go back to the airport, take this road. Lord.
Amen.
But the plane will leave me. Don't worry about the plane.
Amen.
Just take this road. It didn't make any sense.
Amen.
He just followed the leading. Follow the leading.
Amen.
Follow the guide. So he followed. Take another right turn. And he was going in an area where in those days it were just black people were staying. A dangerous place to be because of the racial issues then. But the Lord said, just take this road.
Amen.
He didn't understand. He didn't know why. But God knows.
Amen.
When your car breaks down, God knows why.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Oh yes.
Amen.
When your toaster stops working, God knows why. Don't hit the toaster.
Amen.
Just say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Don't take the toaster and throw it down. You toaster, look what you've done to my bread. Say, Lord, thank you for this toaster.
Amen.
That has stopped working.
Amen.
You know better.
Amen.
So as he was walking along, whistling to himself, there was an old lady.
Amen.
By the gate.
Amen.
She says, hello, person. How did you know that I am a pastor? She said, I was praying.
Amen.
God showed me.
Amen.
You coming to my gate wearing this suit.
Amen.
My child is sick inside.
Amen.
Oh! Sometimes you feel like crying.
Amen.
The leadings of the Lord.
Amen.
The way God deals with us.
Amen.
Is always to our best. My Bible says,
Amen.
All things work together
Amen.
For good to them that love God.
Amen.
How many love the Lord tonight, today? Let me tell you, everything is working together
Amen.
For your good.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
I mean everything.
Amen.
Yes, everything is working together for your good.
Amen.
Back in Africa, when my tire punctures, I say, Lord, you know what is happening. Maybe you want me to avoid an accident somewhere. Don't worry about the tire. Say, Lord, thank you. But Job says, even if you slay me, I'll still praise you. So Brother Branham goes into the house, finds a boy, the son to this mother, dying from social diseases. He was almost at the point of death. Oh. Brother Brown goes, says, Mother, pray. She prays. She says, I've never heard somebody who prayed know who knew his God.
Amen.
And then God, Brother Brown prays. He didn't go in and condemn the son. No, no. He just prayed for the son. After that, he left. He goes. As he was arriving at the airport, the announcement was made. The plane is now ready. You can start boarding. God had to detain the plane for 2 hours for his servant. God will detain things for your favor. For you. God will make things begin to work for you. Stop worrying. Stop complaining. Stop. If only I did this. If only I did this. If only I could work. No, stop those onlys. Say, Lord, I believe you. I might not understand it. I might not even comprehend it. But you know what is working out for me. Today, God is working out things for your good. You might not understand it. But let me say this. If there was ever a day that God has prepared wonderful things for you, is today.
Amen.
Don't worry about what you don't have or what you could have had. Don't worry about those things. God has got good things in store for you.
Amen.
Oh. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Maybe let me not take more time. I just want to say one or two things. It didn't make any sense when Samuel comes to anoint a king among the children of Jesse. Who comes? This first guy. He was fit to be a king, and says God. No, God says, no, don't. It's not him. Oh, comes another one. He looked very athletic. Oh, this could be a king. He said, no, not him again. Oh, Lord, what are you doing? Here comes another one who just come from the gym. Very fit. He comes, oh, and Samuel says, oh, he must be the one. He said, no. Stop. Are all these your sons? Yes, but there's one, another one. A little tiny thing.
Amen.
He's not even fit to be a king. Amen. Call him.
Amen.
Didn't make any sense when David comes. Here comes a small boy, somebody who's been eaten by mosquitoes right in the bush. And he comes, says, David, it's you, David, says this. And the Lord says, this is the one.
Amen.
Amen. People have counted you out.
Amen.
But God is counting you in.
Amen.
People have been very unfair to you.
Yes.
But God is fair to you.
Amen.
People see you as a problem.
Yes.
God sees you as a blessing.
Amen.
Mm. Satan wants you dead.
Amen.
God wants you to live.
Amen.
There's a song we sing. Is everything, is everything to me. Is everything. He's everything to me, for he's my father, my mother, my star and my brother. He's everything to me. Sing it yourself now. He's everything. He's everything to me. Oh, he's everything, is everything to me, for he's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything
to me.
One young man came to me and said, Pastor, if only I had some money. I said, no, stop that. You don't need money, you need God. When he's there, money will come.
Amen.
When he's there, resources will avail themselves.
Amen.
I've got this problem. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Even when it's not making any sense, tell the world that my God will see me through.
Amen.
Tell the world that my God is still alive.
Amen.
He'll make a way for me. I know my Lord will make a way.
Amen.
Make a way. He'll make a way for me.
Amen.
It didn't make any sense for God to lead the children of Israel, 2 million of them, to a place where there was no way out. There was the Red Sea there, the mountains, and Pharaoh was coming behind. Didn't make any sense. What kind of God is this? What kind of strategy is this? What kind of leadership is this? But God knew what he was doing.
Amen.
When you come to your dead end, God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
When your account is completely out, God knows what he's doing. Don't rely on that account. Rely on him.
Amen.
Who can replenish that account.
Amen.
When this woman, as I'm finishing, came to a place where she had nothing but just enough flour and a little oil for her son and herself to eat and die.
Amen.
Who comes around the prophet?
Amen.
Good morning, sister.
Amen.
How can God lead his prophet to a widow?
Amen.
Not lead him to a millionaire in the country. But to a widow.
Amen.
Good morning, sister. Good morning.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's quite a lot of famine. Yes, there's famine. But let me tell you, sister, can you please bring me some water to drink? Oh, my.
Amen.
As she was going to fetch the water, so no. Not just the water, but a little bread.
Amen.
It's not making any sense. Is this man out of this country? Does he know what is happening around? There is famine. Everybody's dying of hunger. And he tells me to bring him away. Oh. My Lord, I have nothing. Just enough for me and my child to eat and die. Elijah didn't say, oh, I didn't know it is that bad. He didn't say, oh, sorry, sister, I didn't know that you've come to that point. I'm sorry, I'll go to the other house. No. He says, even like,
hallelujah.
You start with me. If it was us today, what a cruel man he was. A cruel man. He knows this sister has nothing and he says, please give me first. Very greedy brother. God will never feel sorry for you because he has got something for you. He only wants you to carry out his word. So the sister says, okay. I would like to go and meet that sister when I go to heaven.
Amen.
She blesses me so much.
Amen.
Elijah and the meal offering.
Amen.
As she was going, she didn't understand. She didn't know. It didn't make any sense. She hears the word behind her.
Hallelujah.
Sister,
amen.
Thus saith the Lord. Whoa. Maybe I have thus said the Lord for you today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know about my visa. I don't know about my financial problem. Don't worry about them because thus said the Lord.
Amen.
For you've disregarded the natural. You've gone into the spiritual. I'll do things for you. Say the Lord. Even when it didn't make any sense. Let me stop here. Even when it didn't make any sense. I've got lots of notes, but I do not go on. Even when it didn't make any sense to the sister, to the widow woman, Zarephath, she said, I'll just do what you've said. How many would say, even when it's not making any sense? God tells you to give your last.
Amen.
Your very last.
Amen.
Your lifeline, as it were.
Amen.
God comes and says, you see, this you want, give it all. Oh no, I can't do it. It doesn't make any sense. A brother in Longwood just on the internet bought a vehicle. It came through the Islam for 1.8 million Malawi kwacha. And when the car came, oh, he did all the paperwork. Everything was fine. He really enjoyed driving around. 5 days after his car had come, the Lord says to him, this is not your car. What? I'm saying it is not your car. Your pastor does have no car. You go and give him the car. You know, you will change your song. If you are saying joy, 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 you will change your song. You will begin to sing, pass me not, oh gentle son. This is a true testimony.
Amen.
He goes to his wife, sister, it's not making any sense, but the Lord has told me that this car must go to the pastor. The sister says, are you okay? Are you okay? He says, I know, pray about it. So the sister prays, and then the other day she says, I feel free about it.
Amen.
The Lord, oh praise God.
Amen.
So they arrange for this day. Pastor, we are coming to your house. We just want to say hello to you. You know. So they drove to the pastor's. They'd already changed the registration, the name to the pastor's, everything. Because they've been asking without knowing why they're asking. After time of fellowship, the brother says, Pastor, can you drive us back home?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How can I drive you back home when you have your own car?
Amen.
He says, no, from this moment it's no longer our car.
Amen.
It's your car.
Amen.
The pastor says, No. No, we've prayed about it. We feel free about it. The pastor received the car. They went back home. They had no car. That was the only thing they wanted. But you know, he had a little piece of land that he wanted to sell for about 300,000 Malawi kwacha. So maybe I'll sell that, get that money, maybe start from there. He was thinking about that. The young man who was looking after that piece of land calls him. Bwana, where are you? Says, I'm home. What's happening? He says, come here. There is a gentleman who just parked his vehicle there. He says he wants to buy this piece of land. Oh, I'm coming. So he goes there. And this gentleman, you know, these politicians. I love this piece of land. Are you selling it? He says, yes, I'm selling it. Before he says his amount, he says, well, can I give you 2 million? And then the brother says, before he starts saying it, no, I know, baby, it's too little. Let me give you 3.5 million. And the wife was almost collapsed. He writes a check, 3.5 million. Enough money to buy himself another car. Enough money for him to do other things. Through those things that he didn't make any sense to him. When God speaks to you,
amen,
sometimes it doesn't make any sense.
Amen.
But do it.
Amen.
Just like those people, they wanted wine and he's telling them, put water. Didn't make any sense. Brother George, can you understand it? We want wine and he says, fill those pots with water. Water and wine, there's no equation there. But even when it's not making any sense, just do his word.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Amen.
He's still God.
Amen.
even in Ireland, in Africa, wherever we are, He remains God of His word. Even when it's not making any sense to you. Maybe you might not understand why. But being a believer, just rise up like an eagle.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I might not understand it, but I want to say, Lord, I believe you.
Amen.
It is a paradox.
Amen.
Is there somebody who would say, Pastor, God has spoken to me? God bless you. God bless you. Even when it's not making any sense, you might not understand it. It is beyond your own comprehension. It's beyond. Maybe people have been saying all sorts of things. Don't worry. Just say, Lord, what do you want with my life? And one thing I know, God wants the best for you. No parent here who does not want the best for their children. What about God? He says, if your children ask you for bread, you don't give them the rocks. They ask for fish, you don't give them snakes. What about God? Do you think God cannot honor His? Oh, He loves us.
Amen.
The altar is ready. Say, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, I just want to humble myself. I might not understand it. But I want to believe it. When the angel said to Mary, you're going to have a child, it was completely something without sense. I've not known any man. I'm a virgin. How can I have a child? Didn't make any sense. But according to your word, be it done unto me. Maybe somebody will say the same thing. According to your word, be it done unto me. I don't want to wait until it makes sense, it comes all together. No, because they've said it, you know what you're saying. Today is your day, brother. Today is your day, sister. I want to ask Brother Wilmot to come and pray. As the brother is coming, let's just be in a humble, just humble ourselves as I'm praying. Our dear Heavenly Father, blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Forgive us. Have mercy on us. Many a time we've underrated ourselves. We've underestimated your power and your will for us. Many times the devil has whispered to us to say, look, it can't happen. As if you don't love us enough. Father, you've already shown your love to us.
Amen.
That you are willing to die. You shed your holy blood.
Amen.
Father, we are in a realm where we just don't know exactly what we ought to know. But sometimes, Lord, you allow us to go beyond the kettle of time. Beyond the realm of this earth. Where everything is possible. Where we begin to see that, oh, we are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Father, I see hands raised all over this room, including my own hand, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I pray for each brother.
Hallelujah.
I pray for each sister. I pray for each young man, young woman, everyone of us, Lord, that, Father, you deal with us in your own way. Because things that seem to be against us, Lord, are actually working for our good.
Amen.
Things that seem, Lord, do not work are actually a process in which God is working something on our behalf. We humble ourselves even now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for this church. I pray for its pastor. I pray for its leadership. Pray for every brother and every sister. I pray, Lord, for the young ones, the children. In your hands, Lord, I commit them. I pray for those who are in dire straits. Because with you, it will no longer be dire straits.
Amen.
You make a way for them.
Hallelujah.
You make a way for that brother, for that sister.
Amen.
For their needs to be fulfilled.
Amen.
For their desires, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Because even the desire of the prophet, squirrels, was fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
The desire of Sister Hetty Wright.
Amen.
Salvation of her children.
Amen.
Lord, you granted it. There are desires all over this room today, Lord. Others, they are desiring houses. They are desiring, Lord, emancipation in their financial dealings, oh God. They are desiring their family, their children, whatever, Father. You know! Healings! May you grant it. For your glory and honor.
Amen.
You love us so much that you were willing to leave angels, heaven, glory to come down.
Amen.
And be one of us.
Amen.
Such love. Such wondrous love.
Amen.
Father, we love you.
Amen.
We worship you.
Amen.
We say thank you. Even in those things that we might not understand. We might not even be able to comprehend. That might seem to be senseless, oh God, but with you, everything is working out something.
Amen.
I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
There could be some people who would like special prayer, maybe as the musicians take their positions. God bless you. Let's just sing that only believe. Let's be in that atmosphere.
Amen.
All things are possible. Not some things, but all things.
Jesus says it, all things are Brother Jesus is dead. Jesus is dead. Jesus is dead. All things are possible now that it's holy belief. Holy belief. Holy Billy, oh, Billy, Holy Billy, all things are possible. Holy Billy, oh Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe. Possible, Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I. Oh, Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I. Oh, Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Things are possible, Lord. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Oh, all things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. All things are possible. Now that is only believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh, all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Oh, all things are possible. Lord, I. Oh, Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Oh, all things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is Him. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. sohle sohle ilungile You are worthy, Lord. Oh, we give you glory, we give you all the glory. We worship you. You alone, our Lord, worthy. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha.
Yeah.
Just spend a moment just to reflect ourselves. Consider this day your day of my breakthrough. The problem with Peter, when the Lord had asked him to come walking on the water, he lost focus of Jesus. He began to look to those things that didn't matter. And that's when he began to sink. I want to say to you, focus on him. look to Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
You first.
Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you.
Hallelujah.
For the wonderful visitation.
Amen.
We want to thank you that you have spoken
Hallelujah.
To us.
Amen.
Even as we will be dispersing, but we know in our hearts we cannot disperse from you.
Amen.
May your presence be with us.
Hallelujah.
In our respective places. Lord, I want to thank you for answered prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Faith has risen.
Amen.
And God, you always honor faith.
Amen.
I want to say thank you that from this service, testimonies will be coming. Because you are God. You cannot be God and fail. You cannot fail. Your prophet taught us that there's one thing that God cannot do, and that is to fail.
Amen.
Be with us, and our Lord, I want to pray for the pastor
Amen.
And his family.
Amen.
Lord, I want to pray for this church,
Amen.
For the deacons,
Amen.
For the trustees,
Amen.
For the musicians,
Thank you.
For everyone.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name.
Amen.
Lord, if we might not meet again, but Father, may we meet over
Amen.
On that other side
Amen.
Where we'll never part anymore.
Amen.
But if it is your will that we meet again, Lord, we glorify you.
Amen.
Continue blessing this church, fulfill its needs,
Amen.
And each individual, Lord, is placed before your great holy throne. We thank you. Lord, as we are dispersing, we pray for thine presence to go with us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If there are no any announcements, we youth meeting 1 p.m. on Saturday at the church. This is directed to the youth. There will be a meeting 1 p.m. at the church. God bless you all.
Amen.
Once again, let me say, God bless you.
Amen.
God willing, we'll be leaving this Wednesday, going back to Malawi.
Amen.
And we would need your prayers
Amen.
For traveling messages.
Mm.
There is so much happening in the air nowadays.
Mm.
You need God.
Amen.
And we've been tremendously blessed by your love, your kindness, your care through the pastor, through the deacons, the trustees, everyone.
Amen.
I've enjoyed until I've asked Brother Vegas to give me a copy of the music. I've enjoyed the music very much.
Amen.
The brother is blessed with a good voice. And the musicians have been wonderful. God bless you. God bless you richly. I want to thank the sisters who, after each service yesterday and the other time, they'll take us in a closed room for a wonderful meal. I'll never forget that. It has been a wonderful time. God bless you richly. Once again, let me appreciate my son-in-law and this is his dear wife for looking after us. They didn't look after us because we're their parents, but because we are pastors who've come to Ireland.
Amen.
God bless you,
Amen.
Brother and sister Gadango, and the boys
Amen.
And everybody else. They've been there all the time we've been here. We've been taken care of like royalty. And we're humbled, completely humbled. Some had to knock off from work, a good time to come and look after us, or everything. So we'll not forget that. And the only thing I can promise everyone is our prayers.
Amen.
We'll be praying for you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Until we meet again.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
To God. glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me, and with His power He has raised me to God. The things He has done in His presence, in His presence, that's where I belong. In His presence, O Lord my God, in His presence, that's where I seeking Your face, touching Your grace, oh, in the cleft of the rock, oh Lord, in Your presence, oh God, in Your presence, in Your presence, that's where I am. In Your presence, O Lord my God, in Your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking Your face, touching Your grace, in the cleft of the rock, in Your presence, O God. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hey.